Many people would love to do the same. For millions, creative has talismanic allure. It holds the possibility of a more meaningful and exciting existence than what was available to previous generations. It points to a new kind of middle-class dream, one free from wearying manual labor or the white-collar drudgery of cubicles and spreadsheets. It promises a career, a life that makes room for self-expression, imagination, even beauty. But creative is often a red flag, a signpost marking an insidious trade-off. A creative job listing may lure you to pursue your destiny, freed from old social strictures, but also freed from traditional benefits and security. For the privilege of doing creative work, we are asked to accept conditions of financial anxiety and precariousness that in previous times were unthinkable to the gainfully employed. Creative puts lipstick, or more precisely a pair of Warby Parker eyeglasses, on a sleeve tattoo, on a pig. It dresses up a ruptured social compact, the raw deal of the gig economy, as bohemian freedom. The struggle to make ends meet while making good work has long defined the existence of those who choose to live as artists. Today, countless freelancing creatives are tasting that desperation, often while doing creative grunt work for big corporations. The repercussions ripple through the economy and through personal lives, and yes, sometimes they pop up on the Internet. Carolyn Calloway has been cast as a villainous scammer, but the truth may be more complicated. Like so many young people, like for that matter so many middle-aged people and senior citizens, she's navigating a system that promises rewards it cannot deliver to people with entrepreneurial spirits and artistic inclinations. The message we are sending to creatives is clear. It may not do much for your bank account, but your work will enrich you emotionally. Besides, shouldn't you be grateful to earn any money at all for doing something you love, something creative?